This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Okay. This story from the New York Post, so forgive the pun in the first sentence. That's par for the course for them. Luigi Mangione fans are doing some serious soul searching.
Oh, S-O-L-E. I saw this. Have you seen the shoes?
No. And although most would not literally want to be in the accused killer's shoes right now, the courtroom loafers are going viral.
They're literally just run-of-the-mill old man loafers. You can get them at Savers.
No, those look like Von Maur-ish, Sam. Those look like leather Italian.
No socks.
Well, he's not from a poor family.
No.
The loafers have gone up on Google search 1,400%.
What does this say
since
about
he wore them?
Us?
Oh,
as
I don't even know where we
people.
Begin, Dan.
Shallow as a kiddie pool, maybe?
Well, you remember the Tommy Hilfiger jacket. They sent out a picture of that as part of the evidence when they were looking for him.
Yeah, wanted. Do you know this man? I was like, wanted? I want that jacket. Where did he get it?
He left it in the backpack. That jacket sold out in minutes.
Okay.
Lord. It's like Taylor Swift wearing something, but much more sinister.
Yeah, there's something wrong with us as a collective people, if that's what you're asking, Dan.
Says here, Mangione, who has amassed a gaggle of googly-eyed groupies.
Okay.
Donned a bulletproof vest over a green cable-knit sweater, khaki slacks, and, of course, the boat shoes.
Got a gold star for that alliteration.
This is a real thing. My girlfriend was showing me reels over the weekend of people talking about how hot he was in court.
Okay. This is an oldie but goodie, but somehow resurfaced on my timeline from the New York Times. Okay. And I looked it up, and because you and I all, and Sam, sit for 4 hours, we know there are some of you listening that sit for 8 hours or longer. Mm-hmm. This is why I have a stand-up desk if I choose to use it.
Which you never have.
Standing now, thank you.
If you sit for a lengthy period of time, there is a disorder called dead butt syndrome that I would like to warn everyone about now.
Numbness.
After a long work day at your desk or hours in a car, it is normal to feel a little stiff. It may just be that your hip flexors and lower back are tight, but you could also be experiencing a potentially debilitating condition called gluteal amnesia or dead butt syndrome.
Or your butt forgets.
The name sounds silly, but the side effects are serious. Quoting here from a specialist in physical medicine and rehabilitation from Mayo. The gluteus maximus is one of the strongest muscles in the body and biggest shock absorbers. If it is not working properly, it can cause a domino chain of issues all the way to shin splints, arthritis in the knees, all the things. Gluteal amnesia happens when the muscles in your rear become so weak from inactivity that they seem to forget how to function, meaning they fail or become slow to activate. Huh. It's different than a leg or arm falling asleep because of a compressed nerve. You will not feel pins and needles with gluteal amnesia. In fact, most people don't feel any pain at all until they go for a jog or a hike. Sluggish glutes can result in other muscles and joints, especially in the lower back and knees, picking up the slack so your whole body suffers.
Well, I now know our band name.
Gluteal amnesia.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Okay. That'll work.
Very funny.
So I'm telling all of you, if you're sitting in your car right now, we all need to clench those buns and release.
Imagine calling into work with that excuse.
What's wrong, Dana?
gluteal amnesia.
Amnesia. Okay, you joke. Tiger Woods has been forced to bow out of competition because of the condition.
Well, wouldn't that be like gluteal atrophy as well?
Sort of.
I mean, you start to lose the muscle if you don't use it, like Scott's hamstrings or quads. Which ones are you losing?
If you spend hours sitting, it's important to recognize when your glutes are turned off and how to get them working again. Yeah. You got to clench your butt when you're sitting at your desk.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry. That's what it's. You got to do it.
Clenching.
Get up and do some squats.
I actually do butt exercises.
Saving that one. Man, you were rich today.
You know, today's leg day. Tomorrow, maybe I do the arms.
And that's the one part of my body that I'm actually very proud of.
Will not have gluteal amnesia.
I hope not.
Never skip leg day. Scott, you make fun of me for it because I say it all the time, but never skip leg day.
I never skip butt day.
Okay, good.
That's part of leg day.
Good.
Working on that booty.
Speaking of the New York Times, out of Kansas City has gone viral. New York Post has picked this up. Have you seen the video? We can try to describe it, but when you get home, just look up the video and we'll put it on social.
Okay.
Of the snowplow flying down a Kansas City residential street at 3 a.m.
No.
Google it. You will get results. So this was caught during the snowstorm last week on someone's Ring doorbell camera. Okay. And they say the noise of the snowplow shook the house. And you know this. We've lived here long enough that when a snowplow is going by on your street, I find that to be a very comforting noise because it means they're plowing my street. You need to see the video in real time. I want to see your reaction before we.
Okay.
This car thing right here. Watch. It is flying down the flying.
Well, streets don't plow themselves.
Oh, my God. That looks awesome.
It really is. Look at him go.
So here's the story from the New York Post. It was like a scene out of Fast and Furious. A home security camera in Kansas City caught a glimpse of a snowplow burning down a residential block in the middle of the night on Tuesday. In the footage, the plow is seen leaving a large cloud of snow several feet high as it speeds past about a dozen homes in 5 seconds.
By several feet, you mean 8 to 10 feet high?
That is a spray of snow, yes.
That almost looks like it's been sped up.
The commotion was enough to wake up at least a few curious neighbors. Frankie Bellucci, a Kansas City real estate agent, posted the video he captured on Facebook. This kind of reckless driving is dangerous and irresponsible, he wrote. This is unacceptable. Bellucci heard the noise around 3 a.m., thought the driver was going at least 40 to 45 miles an hour.
Hell yeah.
The street has a 35 mile an hour speed limit, but according to the city, snowplow operators must adhere to a strict 20 to 25 mile an hour speed limit. Look, I don't know how fast he was going.
It's fast.
It wasn't 20 to 25.
And fortunately, it's a very dry, powdery snow.
Oh, it just goes flying.
Mm-hmm. Do you want the road clear or not?
I love you see him go this way, and then the next clip he's going that way.
Zoom.
From Kristen Braun, she sarcastically commented on the post, "This woke up my entire house at 3 a.m. That was super neat." Somebody else, "It was loud. They were going so fast it shook the house."
Well, people complain and my street's not getting plowed, and then they complain that it gets plowed.
You want it done quickly.
Okay, quoting here from the camera Ring doorbell owner, "I swore this was in 4x speed until I looked at the timer."
Oh, man, he is cooking. I just pulled up the video.
City officials say they take the safety of the community very seriously. All right.
He doesn't.
I don't want him to be in trouble, or her. It could be a woman.
True. You don't want him to be in trouble?
Well, I think
he's going 45 miles an hour in a snowplow.
At 3 a.m., there's not going to be anyone out at 3 a.m. on a residential street where everyone is snowed in anyway.
I would hope not. But look at all the green on the map. You got a lot done.
Just him. Just that one guy got all of the city streets plowed in one night.
But you know what would have made that homeowner really mad?
Is if the street wasn't plowed.
If they never plowed the street.
I mean, this guy's employee of the month.
5 stars.
Look at him go.
Give him a bonus.
By the way, the story is from Fox 4.
It's so funny.
From the text line, "I know a plow driver. She thought it was hilarious."
Streets don't plow themselves.
Now, fair point from the text line. If somebody had gotten killed, our tone on this would be completely different.
Well, who's going to be roaming around in a blizzard at 3 a.m.?
And I do think that the driver should be getting in trouble.
Well, probably. Look, this is a reminder. Slow it down out there. I thought with city vehicles, they had like not a governor on them, but something that if you were doing something reckless, like slamming on your brakes, like it
reported it.
It reports that or records that.
This one's got the turbo on it. Pedal to the metal.
913-586.
Metal to the ground.
7798.
High-speed snow plowing could lead to accidents and property damage as well as ineffective snow removal.
Well, what if there was a car on the street?
It's buried.
It's in somebody's yard now.
I'm sure he looked.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. And it was 3 years ago today that Russia invaded Ukraine. 3 years ago today. Let's go to Diana in Kansas City, Kansas. Hello, Diana.
Hey, guys. I love our show. Love you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, talking about snowplows.
Yeah.
I'm actually the president of a local charity that honors fallen officers, police officers. And this month, we are honoring a Nebraska police officer who lost his life. He was out of his vehicle, and he was hit by a snowplow and lost his life.
Oh, God.
I know. I was reading it today because we're having a meeting tonight, and I went, oh, my God, how horrible that must have been. So, yeah. Anyway.
And that's a great point, Diana. I do think that this driver should get into some sort of trouble. Lose their job? Maybe not, but certainly a reprimand. What if somebody had been out? I know it was snowy, it was cold, but people have dogs.
There's always that one jogger, and you go by and you're like, what in the Sam Hill are you doing outside in sub-freezing temperatures?
I saw a guy jogging in my neighborhood, not this last snowfall, but the one prior, where there was the sheet of ice underneath it? And they're just jogging right down the street.
It's really perfect conditions with the
Tom.
That lady that fell.
Yeah. Tom in Belton. Hello, Tom.
Hey, I heard you, Dana, mentioned, what was it, gluteus amnesia?
Yes.
Okay. It makes so much sense because, as I was telling Sam, I drove from Buffalo to Kansas City, and it was in a box truck. I didn't drive straight through. But when I got out of the truck, I was walking, and my left leg just gave out. And it happened to me twice. And I went to the doctor. I'm thinking, you know, okay, you know, 60 years old, maybe a hip replacement.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to have to go. He's like, no, your hip's fine. I'm going to have to go to the doctor and ask him about gluteus amnesia. And if he says no, well, then it's time to go to another doctor. But, yeah, that's pretty cool because I never had problems like that before. So that's pretty cool you guys brought that up. I'll have to bring that up to the doctor because they can't figure it out. It's fine.
Maybe he has gluteus amnesia and it has migrated north.
Wow.
I'm thinking.
Wow.
I'm way north.
All right, Tom, be well.
Anyway, hey, good luck to
you.
Truly.
All right.
Dustin in Warrensburg. Dustin, hello.
I got two quick things. The first one, talking about the snowplow going crazy. I don't remember what day it was. I was on a main road, and I was lucky enough to stop in time because a plow was coming down a side street. They had a stop sign, but they came out and basically did a U-ey in the middle of the road in front of me. Had I not been paying attention, I would have been T-boned.
Wow. Or slid into them because the darn roads are so slick.
True that. The other thing is, I have been listening to you guys since 2012, and I am an avid podcast listener, but every now and then I get to listen to live. I had yet to be blessed with this lowrider spinoff that you guys have been talking about.
Oh, my God.
I survey.
Do
I
not
finally
bring it up.
Got to hear it.
Ugh.
And, I understand the struggle that you guys have been dealing with now.
Well, imagine if you had GA issues that needed to be going slower.
What is that cat noise?
That was my daughter yelling at me.
Yeah, get this song
That's
out of your head.
That's a much better version. I like that one. I can deal with that one.
Really?
Better than the ad.
Gets GA going slower.
Hey, Dustin, say I,
sir,
they. Gets GA going slower.
I hang up.
Goodbye. It is a catchy, memorable commercial.
It treats a variety of ailments.
You know what we're never going to forget?
Gluteal amnesia might be one of them.
I mean, I'm going to be reading a eulogy at one of your guys' funerals, and I'm going to close it out with, and let's not forget, gets GA going slower, and then the song is going to fade in. It's going to be perfect.
There are a handful over the many, many years that you just scream when they come on, and the, was it Roy Blunt lives in a mansion at 1.6?
Yes.
That was one of them for months leading up to whatever election it was. That every time it would,
it was 2018.
Every time it would come on, we would all jump up and start dancing. It was so bad, but it was catchy to the point that I remember whoever the ad was against.
But who was
did live in a mansion worth 1.6? I don't remember if it was pro.
It was anti Roy Blunt.
I don't remember, but someone lived in a mansion worth 1.6.
Sam, do you have any way to track that down?
I don't think we should ever have to listen to that again.
Thank you, sir. It was very memorable.
It's like the 8421212 call us now pizza shuttle. Like there's just certain
8421212
call us now pizza shuttle. I don't want to pat myself on the back, but I am too good.
There it is.
Roy Blunt lives in a mansion. It's worth $1.6 million. Wife and kids are lobbyists, got rich off politics. He's taking lots of fancy trips on special interest dime. Gave himself a pay raise a dozen different times. 20 years in Congress, as many years too long. Roy Blunt lives a good life, we're just hanging on.
Okay.
He's Washington
insider, hanging on.
Should be plain to see. Missouri can't send Roy Blunt back to Washington, D.C.
There's 20 more seconds.
Oh, wow. We're good. We're good.
20 years and all we got was pain and misery.
Yep.
Missouri can't send Roy Blunt back to Washington, D.C. Paid for by DSCC. www.dsscc.org.
Okay, so the Democratic senatorial.
Never knew we needed a political hoedown ad.
Campaign committee or something.
Yee-hoo! But thank you for that. What are some of the ones for when you were growing up? There was one about calling down any time, night or day. What was that one?
Oh, that's still around. That's the is that the siding company or roofing company?
The one that
company?
Goes caw, caw.
Yes. Is it Empire Roofing?
No. Any time, night or day. I don't know why that's going to be in my head all night now too.
Well,
I remember the ones that just had the cool like one like where's the beef?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
If you have a structured settlement and you need cash now, what do you do?
Oh, you...
Is there a song?
Did you guys not watch Jerry Springer or The Maury Show or any of those?
No,
this commercial
I was
in every single commercial break.
Was it? And
call
is it...
J.G. Wentworth, 877 cash now.
That's right. J.G.
Wentworth. No way.
Huh.
Let me find it.
Oh, yes, please.
I told you... Vegas is the land of personal injury lawyers every 26 yards. There was a billboard.
Why is that?
The billboards looked like the card catalog index from when we went to the library. That is how many there were. Everyone had a different name. Call Scott. Call Abid.
We're injured in a hotel. We're right behind them.
Scott,
have you seen the billboards all the way downtown?
Hundreds of them.
Yeah.
Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah, lay it on me.
I have a structured settlement and I need
cash now.
Call J.G. Wentworth, 877 cash now.
I live in a new team, but I need cash now.
Call J.G. Wentworth, 877 cash now.
pretty good.
I remember the last four numbers. It's 2277. Anytime, night or day. Call 8-1. What
no,
was it?
It's 3-2-1-2-2-7-7. Anytime. It's Standard Improvement Company
in
Westport.
Gosh. I wonder if they're still around. That was Standard the Improvement catchiest Company. Phone number of all time.
I'll see if I can find it.
I kept wanting to say 842, but that's Lawrence.
It's 3-2-1.
2-2. And it was nasal. 3-2-1-2-2.
It was recorded in the 50s or something.
Oh, it's glorious.
913-586-7798. Look at everybody calling in.
We should have a band and only play classic jingles.
Commercials?
With
yes.
The drums, the piano.
French horn.
The French horn and Sam.
Ooh. Gluteal amnesia. We're here to rock your night away.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Sam, you are good, but I'm definitely in the same league. Guess what I found?
Does your home need a little repair?
For better living now and better values later, go Standard
boom, 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 boom.
Improvement Company at Westport 17100.
I love that song.
They're still around.
Good for them.
I looked them up. They're still in Westport. Jim in Denton. Hello, Jim.
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Hey, I got a deal. I got a deal this weekend. I had a welding job in my shop that was just over and over repetitive, and you guys jumped into my head with "At the Foreign Desk." And I could not get that earworm out of my head for hours.
Jim, were you welding a foreign desk?
No, I was not. But I wanted to beat my head against one.
Wow. That bad, huh?
It was just, you're just doing a medial task and you need to think of something. And that just kept going at the foreign desk.
Thank you, Jim. Have a great day, man. Sherry in Parkville. Sherry, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi. Hey. Hey, that 3212277 jingle. Back in 2007, I was the manager of an H&R Block Northland office and had been for about 10 years and had a tax preparer that worked for me. She had recorded that original song.
It was her voice?
It was her voice, and it was used for years. And I didn't believe her, so I Googled it and found out, yeah, it was her. And for the life of me, I can't remember her name or anything right now. But, so cool, huh?
Yeah. We've been corrected. The 3212277 anytime, night or day, is Midwestern Builders.
Got it.
You remember
all I know
the,
is I still number. Remember the number. How many years has it been?
Oh, God. That was on TV when we were in high school.
GM sale. I'm selling right now. Get on out here and take advantage. Hundreds of deals on Pontiac's oldest and biggest GMC truck, Chevrolet. Get the
Sunny Hill
cash low price as an employee. A generous motor sale. Save at Sunny Hill by the Flat City Water
Tower. I told you who that was before he even said his name. He was that remarkable. Becky in Independence. Becky, hello.
Hi. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, thank you.
Welcome on in.
I'm a child of the 60s. I hate to say that, but showing my age here. I was told when I was growing up, my attention span was so short, I would run and watch the commercials, and then I'd go back and play. Mm-hmm. So I remember all of those jingles. The Midwestern Builders is... Midwestern Builders will add a room for the lowest price in town.
Wow.
3212277. Anytime, night, or day.
You know the whole thing, Becky.
Oh, my God, yes. And I did know the Standard Improvement Company. I just remembered Standard. Boom, ba, bum, ba, bum.
Improvement Company.
Yeah. Call Westport 17100.
Wow. That's incredible.
Anyway, have a great day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye. Thanks for the laugh.
It was so good.
Jim in Lenexa. Jim, hello.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
If you're going to play commercials from that era, you have to pull up Dick Smith, Fordtown, and Raytown. It was a commercial with a cartoon character of a man in a cowboy hat who presumably was Dick Smith, and he had a little dog with him. And the jingle was, Here, and I can sing much better than this, but I want to try to make it authentic. Here, dog, come on, dog. Me and dog want you to go to Dick Smith, Ford Town, in Raytown. Get a good deal. Arf, arf, arf. Get a doggone good deal. Even the dog had a line in that jingle.
Here, dog, come on, dog. Me and dog want you to go to H.P. Smith Ford. H.P. Smith Ford, get a good deal.
Okay, wow. That is catchy.
Yeah, it was Dick Smith Ford in those days, or when it came out. That's how I remember it.
I love it.
This is the 1978 version.
Okay, fun topic, guys.
Isn't it weird how our brain remembers that old stuff?
And where is this stuff being stored?
In our brain, way, way in the back.
No, but somebody had to find that commercial and upload it to YouTube.
For you, it's even further in the back.
Wow.
I'm just saying. I remember jingles.
That was unkind.
Where is this being stored? Somewhere in your music center, way in the back of the deep recesses of your brain.
Sunny Hill has not been Sunny Hill since the 90s. And somebody found an old Sunny Hill War Tower.
You know why? Because somebody puts it on YouTube. Because it's nostalgic. Nostalgic like sells. You know that.
Yes, it does. Mark in Shawnee. Mark, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing this evening?
Better than we deserve, but thank you.
Yep, me, myself as well.
Good.
I cannot remember the sighting guy's name, but I'm sure you guys will know it. He'll always come on with a commercial if he has too much sighting that's not long enough. Oh, he'll say, if you can take half the sighting and free your sides and the back, we'll make sure the front is completely seamless. Here's the number, and call now.
Second in charge.
That's his son.
Is it his son?
Yeah, that's his son that's helping him with the business now. Yeah, he's doing it now.
Yeah, I think he's taking it over. And I've always wondered where that came from, the call now. Because it did become sort of his trademark. And the only thing I could think of is he was doing like a, 60-second commercial, gets to the end of the copy, looks over at the clock, and he still has 4 seconds to kill. And so, call now.
Okay, I hate to just keep going through the catalog, but check your email, please, Sam, because every single person listening, especially if you're a woman and you watch soap operas during the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s, you remember the perfume?
Oh.
I can bring home the bacon.
Fry it up in a pan. And never let you forget you're a man. Because I'm a woman.
Ajaleen?
It was the dumbest. Oh, yes,
there
please.
It is.
Ajaleen.
I can bring home a bacon.
Ajaleen.
Fry it up in a pan.
Ajaleen.
And never let you forget you're a man.
Give her Ajaleen, the 8-hour perfume for that 24-hour woman.
Okay. All right.
Come home and read your ticket.
Nancy in Riverside.
God, it was terrible. Hello. But now that's in my head all night.
Hi, Nancy.
How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
Great, great topic. Every time I was on hold, somebody else would say it. But I got one I don't think you've heard yet.
Okay.
Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away those troubles
down the drain. That's
right. I don't know what their phone number was.
Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away those troubles down the drain.
Can we also just talk about how sexist the 8-hour perfume really was?
For the 24-hour woman?
Yeah. It's the 8-hour. In the video, I just watched it. She's holding up a bunch of cash as if she's worked hard all day doing whatever she's doing. Then she's dancing with a frying pan because she brings home the bacon and then fries it up in a pan.
Right.
And then she goes, and never let you forget you're a man. She's in like an evening gown.
Correct.
As if to say, I get to do all the things, but then, make you feel better at the end of your day.
Because you've given her Ajaleen. And so she's happy and she wants to make you happy because you gave her an 8-hour perfume for the 24-hour woman.
Yep.
Anyway, 913-586-7798. Brian in Waldo. Brian, hello.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, man? Go ahead.
Well, I've got a phone number. It works on both the Kansas and Missouri side. It goes a little something like this. It goes 6488888, 6488888. 64888 for Pizza Hut delivery. Dude, I remember that jingle from when I was a kid, and I was like, and made my day because I was like, you know what? We're going to go there for after school. We're going to do the book club and everything. By the way, I'm dating myself on this. But yeah, we're going to do Read It. We're going to go to the Pizza Hut. We're going to get all this pan pizza, everything. I'm going to play video games. Heck yeah.
Probably Pac-Man, seated, of course.
It was the table version. It was never the stand-up. It was always the table version, where you had someone across the way that you'd just plow quarters left and right.
The only way to do it.
Here's one. Exactly. Here's one from the past. Let me see if you guys remember this one.
Pac-Man.
Well, if you want to look it, you better take a little trip and go downtown.
Bob Jones shoes.
You got to break all the rules and come down. The low prices on shoes. You better take a cruise and come downtown.
Bob Jones
is the man down in 19th and Grand downtown.
Everybody fits.
I don't know that that's still there, but the sign was down there forever.
Yeah, it was. I don't want to put him out of business without knowing. Bob in Kansas City, you get the last word. Hello.
Hey, how about the Sunflower Dodge jingle with Haphazard here from Sunflower Dodge?
I remember that.
Olathe.
I remember that one. That's right. That's right.
Thought you'd enjoy it. Bye-bye.
All right. See you, bud. Be good. All right. Quick break. We got the news coming up at the top of the hour. Beautiful, beautiful afternoon here in Kansas City. We had a high today of 63. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Come on down to the grass pad. The grass pad's high on grass.
It is deja vu all over again. Keep in mind, it was 5 years ago next month that we all were sent home.
I don't even like thinking about that. Because of COVID.
5 years ago next month.
I do know it's always right around the Big 12 season, but mm-hmm. I don't like thinking about it.
The CDC said today that the new coronavirus currently found in bats is currently not a cause for concern.
Not yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's exactly what I thought, Sam.
Not yet.
Not yet. There is no reason to believe the virus poses a threat to public health at the moment, and no infections have been detected in humans, according to the CDC. Let's see what else it says here. It is known as, this coronavirus is known as HKU5-COV-2. Great.
Okay, so you guys remember the bank robbery about a month ago. Parallel Parkway near the Legends. They sent out, the mm-hmm. FBI sent out a picture of the robber for anybody who could recognize this guy.
Yes.
His face is completely covered.
He's got gloves on. He's got a black hoodie on, the hood pulled up.
A mask.
A balaclava. You can't see an inch of this guy's skin. And then about 2 weeks later, they sent out a few more camera angles of the guy to say, hey, if these help you out.
Here's a new angle of the man you cannot see at all.
You recognize this guy, they have made an arrest.
No way.
They have made an arrest.
Really?
A married couple believed to be involved in the bank robbery in late January were arrested today. 50-year-old Willie Sampson and his wife, 50-year-old Kimberly Sampson, arrested in separate locations.
Wait a minute. A husband-wife bank-robbing duo?
How did they know?
Allegedly, by the way.
Yeah, allegedly.
Well, allegedly, she was in the vehicle and was the getaway driver. And how they tracked them down has not been
laid out.
Okay,
I'm
going to
be honest,
police.
Sam. I believe you, but when you Google husband-wife bank robbers Kansas City, what comes up is Lawrence Ripple, the man who robbed a bank to escape his wife. Do you remember that story?
Yes, I do.
He was tired of his options were this: go home
or go to prison
and live with this woman,
mm-hmm.
or rob a bank and then sit there when you're done robbing the bank, waiting to be arrested.
He never left.
So that they can take you into custody mm-hmm. so that you don't have to go back home.
Willie did put up a fight. There was a two-hour standoff before he came out of the home to be arrested.
Whatever happened to Mr. Ripple?
Wasn't
he an older fella, like 70?
No, well, this isn't funny, but he wanted so badly to go to prison, he got 6 months house arrest.
No, he didn't.
Scott, I swear to you, I am reading it directly from the Independent.
That's a worse punishment.
He was from Kansas. I don't remember which town. He got 6 months house arrest.
Wow.
The judge said, you know, we looked at all the details and we decided that prison is going to be a savior for you. So go on home.
Nice.
He was 70 years old at the time.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, it's...
Well, he got the worst punishment he could get. Health officials in two U.S. states are tracking measles outbreaks as cases rise to nearly 100 people now. The Texas Department of Health Services reported over the weekend that it was aware of 90 cases diagnosed in the last month in the South Plains area. In the northwest part of the state, at least 77 of them were reported in children and teens under the age of 17. In New Mexico, officials say 9 people had become sick in Lee County along the state's eastern border with Texas. I did not know. I knew that measles was highly contagious. I did not know it is the most highly infectious disease out there. It is the most infectious disease. Huh. The Yankees announcing today they are not going to be playing New York, New York by Frank Sinatra when they lose. Only when they win.
Okay.
When they lose, they will mix it up and do other Frank Sinatra songs.
What, are they only playing Frank Sinatra songs?
Apparently. George Steinbrenner was apparently a huge Frank Sinatra fan. They started playing New York, New York after every game in 1980. After George Steinbrenner heard Frank Sinatra's version in 1979 in a bar.
Now, did we talk last week about the dress code for Yankees baseball players?
They've eased the facial hair, apparently.
Yeah, so you are not allowed to have any facial hair other than a well-kept mustache.
I saw that.
As a Yankee baseball player.
In the offseason, players were saying they would grow a beard out, and then they had to get rid of it. I couldn't believe that.
Now you can have a well-kept beard because apparently the son of Steinbrenner? Did a focus group and they decided that it's not bad anymore, I guess. I don't know.
Why would you not be allowed to have, I guess your beard has to be well kept.
Yeah.
Or is it kempt?
Well, trimmed? I don't know.
All right, well trimmed. I thought the word was kempt.
Are they a comptroller or a controller?
It's controller.
They're a comptroller.
It's misspelled.
It's pronounced controller.
Did you see, by the way, because we covered this a long time on Friday, they arrested that ding-a-ling that led police on a high-speed chase that Johnny Rowlands lost once.
Yeah, yeah.
The police helicopter lost him once because every single car around the metro happens to be gray and covered in snow right now. He has been arrested and charged. Everyone wanted to know, what did he do? Why was he fleeing?
Yeah.
Retail theft. A string of retail thefts.
And they were giving chase for that?
Now, he hasn't been charged in those retail thefts yet.
Huh.
No, he's charged with fleeing.
Yeah.
Aggravated fleeing, operating a motor vehicle in a careless manner.
You think?
And unlawful possession of a firearm.
On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks, and God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.